Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation welcoming a brand new election year. I mean, we've been engaged with this election for a while, certainly since the middle of 2023. But it's now 2024. The Iowa caucuses are a week from today, 1 week from today. And what do we face as the most urgent question of our time? That's the name of a new column by our guest, A.B. Stoddard, who has been a frequent guest on this show. She is a columnist at The Bulwark. Previously, she was associate editor and a columnist at Real Clear Politics. She's covered the U.S. Congress since 1994. Which, when you think about it, was a very historic year. That was the first year in a half century that the Republicans had taken control of both houses of the U.S. Congress. She's also worked for the Hill newspaper and is a Senate producer for ABC News. So you ask the question in your column, really, and then you give a passionate answer. What is the most urgent question of our time that will be decided, at least for the immediate future, in the upcoming election?
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. I wrote today about the theme of democracy as a campaign message for Biden and the Democrats. Biden made his speech one day early, short of the third anniversary of January 6th, to kick off his reelection campaign in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, Friday, and he said that the question of whether or not democracy is still our sacred cause is the urgent question of our time. And I wrote about how there are some Democrats who are nervous about using this as a central theme because they believe voters have moved on from Trump's attempts to steal an election. And they're frustrated with the economy and domestic issues and high prices. And they want to talk, they want politicians to address those concerns, their pocketbook issues, and not talk about, you know, the connective tissue of our system and the frailty of democracy and the rule of law. And I'm making the case in the column that that's exactly what the Democrats should be talking about, and they should be explaining to voters what democracy means, what the threats of democracy could take away, and what the end of it could look like. And I think if they make that case, they'll prevail. But I understand there's a lot of nervousness because of new polling on the part of Democrats to continue to beat this drum.
Well, it's one of those things. I was thinking of your column when I was going over this new CBS News YouGov poll where they asked Republicans, Democrats, everybody, did you approve of the rioters' actions in 2021 on January 6th, and 30% of Republicans say they approved, and another 38% now say that they disapproved, and the percentage of Republicans who say that they strongly disapprove of those actions, which I think is a normal, healthy reaction, is to disapprove of the action. That's dropped to 32%. So you have either two-thirds of the Republican Party who either approves of the actions of the rioters or is unsure about it, doesn't really care.
Right. This this also, the findings are in line with the findings from last week's University of Maryland Washington Post poll, which also found similarly shocking results about what the view is on the right of January 6th. And the
people
rioters.
Think the FBI, about a quarter of 34% of all Republicans think that the FBI was responsible, set the whole thing up.
Right. And this is really confounding. Donald Trump wouldn't want to be pardoning the rioters if they were, or FBI. So this is, they get to have it both ways. They both gaslight on what the root cause and you know who the participants were, and then they also at the same time say that these poor people were martyrs and never meant any harm, and of course they didn't go there at the instigation of Donald Trump, who for weeks was saying it's going to be wild, we're going to go fight for our country, and on that day we know what he said outside of the Ellipse. So yes, there's been a whole whitewashing of what happened that day, and it's profoundly impacted opinion on the right. Both Big Lie continues to be believed, you know, by the majority of the Republican Party, and they won't accept that that Biden is legitimately elected president. And then this event in January 6th itself has also been memory hole, red pilled, you know, whitewashed, and that has trickled into the center. You have 6% fewer independents now than in 2021 believing that Joe Biden's victory was legitimate. And so the, you know, what we thought about on Saturday, I don't know if you did, but those of us who, you know, were really taking stock of the anniversary is just how much Donald Trump's lie has changed so much about our system. And as we head into the next election, it's going to have profound consequences, because if you listen closely to Republicans like Elise Stefanik yesterday on Meet the Press, they are going to be asked by Donald Trump to question the results of the next election. The only outcome that's acceptable for them
is only if he loses.
Right. The only outcome that's acceptable is him winning. That's the only legitimate election in their view, and they're telling us that now. So we're going to have a crisis. Unless Donald Trump wins, you know, in a sweep. I don't know. What I thought, Michael, was that they would question it afterwards. They would find something to be upset about afterwards if he lost, but they're questioning it in advance. And this is part of the corrosion of his lying. It's incredibly potent. And the party, they're going to endorse him en masse in the weeks to come because he will be the nominee. And Haley and DeSantis will bow out early and endorse him. Haley probably faster than DeSantis because she wants to, you know, have a job in the administration. But the entire party is going to endorse him and embrace him. And by doing that, they are going to officially become the party of the big lie. They will all have to say that the last election was stolen and was not
but
there.
But do we have to see? This is the one thing my biggest problem with your column is generally. It seems to me that going over the various lies and distortions and hysterical apocalyptic thinking associated with the election of 2020, can we let the election of 2020 go? I mean, on both sides, there seems to be this eagerness to try to replay that confrontation. Wouldn't it be healthier for the country if we put it in the rearview mirror and looked at some of the challenges that we face right now?
I just articulated to you what the effect Trump's lies from 2020 are having on our current domestic landscape, on how we're going into this election this year and how he's going to accept what happens in the election and what it's done to the entire party. No one could stand for Speaker of the House Republican Conference, I'm sorry, of the whole House, by the House Republican Conference unless they endorsed the big lie. If they had certified Joe Biden's election, they couldn't be a candidate for the Speaker. So I don't know what side is, I don't think that Joe Biden is holding on to the big lie. I think that the Republican Party embracing Donald Trump has to abide his big lie. He maintains his last election was stolen.
And again, to engage in that debate, I'm not sure benefits the country ever or at all. We will be right back with A.B. Stoddard of The Bulwark coming up on The MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
By the way, I think Jerry Six had an equal amount of people. It's the biggest crowd I believe I ever spoke to. You never hear about that, do you? You have the hostages, the J6 hostages, I call them. Nobody's been treated ever in history so badly as those people.
never in history has anyone been treated so badly as those people, as the J6 hostages. Actually, a lot of people didn't have the privilege of having a choir that had a best-selling album of patriotic songs and the Star-Spangled Banner as recited by Donald J. Trump. On the Michael Medved Show, speaking for a few minutes more with A.B. Stoddard, who is a columnist at the Bulwark and previously an associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. A.B., one of the reasons I wanted to continue the conversation is I thought there was a very important column by David Brooks that appeared on Friday under the heading What Biden Needs to Tell Us. And basically, he looks, I think everybody does, who looks askance to it may be necessary, but it will be a shame for the country to fight a lot of the election battle of 2024 based upon how votes were counted in Georgia or Arizona in 2020. And the destruction of any kind of faith at all in our political process in this country is fairly horrifying. And what David Brooks talks about is a trying for a more uplifting message, a message that that actually doesn't talk about how miserable things are in the country. Who is to blame for the dangers to democracy or to the economy or for the price of eggs, but to really talk about what can be achieved in the future. And that was, of course, the great secret of Ronald Reagan's success and of most of the people who have been considered to be very successful presidents. Do you think that Joe Biden has that in him to be passionate about something beyond just not Donald Trump?
Well, as I was saying in the last segment, Democrats are nervous about using this democracy issue as a central message in the campaign. I'm making the case that they should. Joe Biden has done an incredible amount of things in a short time with Republican help in a bipartisan way to produce innovation and jobs, to solve problems, to address things like really important things in people's lives, like the price of insulin, let alone new infrastructure, veterans' health care. The list goes on. Chips manufacturing, I mean, our competitiveness with China. If you ask the average voter what passed in the first under 3 years of Joe Biden's term, they couldn't tell you any of that. So,
no, they would tell you the border is messed up and that we have a record number of illegals coming into the country. Don't you think that's the first thing people say?
And you know what? I would agree with them, Michael. Agree with them. I don't know after this term, the first term that Joe Biden has had, where he has gotten credit for nothing that he's done right and only what he's done wrong, which is the withdrawal from Afghanistan and whatever, you know, and the border. The border is on him. It is a failure. Inflation is a global issue, and except for high prices, the economy is doing gangbusters. I think that it's going to be very hard for Joe Biden to come up with a Morning in America message like Ronald Reagan and make Americans feel great. He has brought jobs and innovation to red America with these new programs and these laws that he passed, incredible amounts of money being invested in new clean energy and chips manufacturing, et cetera, semiconductor. He'll get credit for none of that with the electorate. So I am not his campaign manager, but I don't know how Joe Biden is going to come up with a sunny, upbeat campaign message that people are going to listen to. I know, because the things that he's done so right in a bipartisan way to help even Americans that don't vote for him, and as I said, to grow the economy from the bottom out, from the bottom up, he will get no credit for, when people go to the voting booth next year. My concern is that we're facing the prospect of an authoritarian in the White House who will have no guardrails, who will stay in office. I believe everything Liz Cheney says, and you can call me an alarmist, but those, to me, those are the stakes, and I think Democrats need to make it clear to the electorate.
You know, one of the responses, and this has been also out there in the ether recently, is President Trump does not appear ever to be particularly disciplined in his messaging. And what the idea that he has this, and this is part of your column too, that he has these grand plans and with very radical associates to change the entire executive branch of the government. Do you really believe that President Trump right now at this point has a step-by-step scheme in mind for increasing presidential power and enhancing his own power? Or is rather just obsessed with the idea of winning and having a great time at those rallies where he's ending up speaking? Now, it's close to 2 hours for a lot of these speeches.
There's no question, Michael, that those plans are in place and they're on paper. And if you look at what Heritage and these other groups are doing with Project 25 and other initiatives, very serious people are sitting down and trying to figure out how to remake the government so that Donald Trump is not thwarted and frustrated again by the rule followers.
He's not going to step aside after this term. If he wins this term, he will try to make some change in the 22nd Amendment to allow him to serve a third term.
I have no idea what he will do, how he will try to do that. But I don't see him leaving. Whether you suspend the election and you declare an emergency and you keep the military in the streets through the Insurrection Act because people are protesting it, there are many ways he would do it. But I don't know if he would go for amending the Constitution.
Do you really think the American military would follow orders in that kind of... Because I don't. I have more confidence than you do in our military institutions. A.B., it's all important... And it's fascinating. And your new column about the most urgent question of our time is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, more about Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, and the idea of another government shutdown crisis that needs to be avoided, doesn't it? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
How do you wake up in the morning and put on your pants?
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there was an optimistic headline today in the Washington Post, and it said congressional leaders reach a deal that would avert a government shutdown. Isn't that good news? Well, not so fast. The deal appears to have fallen apart, and partially because there is no agreement in the majority of the House of Representatives. The majority is narrowly now because there have been a number of resignations and George Santos is gone. But there's still a three-vote majority in the House of Representatives for Republicans. But with about 30 members of the House being affiliated with the Freedom Caucus and the Freedom Caucus not going along with the deal that was made at all, we have very real problems about a looming government shutdown that could kill what is actually a promising moment in the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were up some 200 points today. The markets seem to be picking up those animal spirits that they used to talk about regarding the stock market, and to be heading in the right direction. Certainly it closed 2023 in a positive way. We will see what happens there. And meanwhile, there is an ambitious trip from Antony Blinken, who's doing a double duty because the other most influential cabinet secretary Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, well, he's in the hospital. He has been in very serious shape, though he hasn't disclosed to anyone what exactly the problem is. First of all, Blinken is touring Arab capitals. He was did a news conference in Doha, in Qatar, and he made several comments there about the Israel-Gaza war. This is clip two.
Too many Palestinian civilians are suffering from insufficient access to food, to water, to medicine, to other essential supplies. Children, most of all. We continue to raise with Israel the need to do everything possible to facilitate the provision of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and I will do so again when I'm there later this week. They cannot, they must not be pressed to leave Gaza. We reject the statements by some Israeli ministers and lawmakers calling for a resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza. These statements are irresponsible, they're inflammatory, and they only make it harder to secure a future of Palestinian-led Gaza, with Hamas no longer in control, and with terrorist groups no longer able to threaten Israel's security.
Okay, the statements that he's mentioning are from the two most radical members of the Netanyahu government, who are not popular and frankly not that influential in the government, Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir. Those are the two individuals who are not even in the same political party as the prime minister. They are in the same coalition. But they have both said that basically Israel should encourage Gazans to leave Gaza. Now, that might be an arguable position, but not in this situation, because, again, with charges of ethnic cleansing, the notion that the goal should not be rebuilding Gaza, and with some security guarantees and security mechanisms built in so that there's no other unwarranted or surprise attack and murder surprise attack, that would be an important standard of victory, it seems to me. Blinken was also asked about Lloyd Austin being in the hospital for days without telling anyone. And it wasn't just that he didn't tell the press. He didn't apparently tell the president. Listen, this is clip 12.
With regard to Secretary Austin, I wasn't aware of his medical issue. In fact, I talked to Lloyd last weekend before this incident, and I know that he's put out a statement addressing it. What I can say is this. It has been, it remains, one of the great privileges of my career over 30 years now working in government to serve alongside Lloyd Austin.
Okay, and again, the sort of unity and at least teamwork of some of the members of Biden's cabinet, it seems to me that what Secretary Blinken has been able to do while being very supportive of Israel, certainly more supportive of Israel than a lot of the leaders of the Democratic Party have been. Certainly the people who are squadsters and so-called progressives who have championed some of those protesters who are holding up the signs and doing the vandalism on public sites and stopping traffic in Seattle. It's a pleasure, at least a relief, to have someone like Secretary Blinken who is there and solid on this issue. Speaking of someone who's solid on the issues and who's actually trying to work out an agreement so we do not have a government shutdown, Speaker Mike Johnson is facing the same kind of problems that doomed the speakership of his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy. He was on CBS over the weekend and he bristled when CBS Brennan confronted him as a 2020 election denier. This is clip 16.
Back in 2021, you were the lawmaker who circulated the legal brief known as the Texas amicus brief, challenging the 2020 election outcome in a number of states, which by CBS editorial standards makes you an election denier.
That's nonsense.
Well, that's, can I get you on the record on that?
I've always been consistent on the record. Did you read the brief? Did you get a chance to read what we filed with the Supreme Court?
Well, I have read extensively some criticisms of
you,
that.
You read commentary about the brief, but not what we submitted to the court.
But right? You recognize that President Biden won the 2020 election. Can you just put
President
that aside?
President Biden was certified as the winner of the election. He took the oath of office. He's been the president for 3 years. The argument that we presented to the court, which is our only avenue to do so, was that the Constitution was clearly violated in the 2020 election. It's Article 2, Section 1, and anyone can Google it and read it for themselves. The system by which you choose electors to elect the president of the United States must be done by the individual states, and the system must be ratified the state legislatures. That is language, plain language out of the Constitution.
Have issues with the validity of the 2020 election.
The Constitution was violated in the run-up to the 2020 election. Not always in bad faith. But
okay, not always in bad faith. Liz Cheney had her own reaction and said this about Speaker Johnson.
I want to give you a chance to respond to the Speaker. Is it a fact, as he asserted, that when you were in House leadership, you considered signing on to that challenge to Donald Trump?
It is not. We were, as Mike said, in constant contact throughout that period. I actually know precisely when he sent me the brief and precisely when, less than 30 minutes later, I told him my concerns with the brief. Mike knows that as well. The brief itself was legally and constitutionally infirm. I made that clear. Mike's claims that somehow, and this is very dangerous, that somehow as a member of Congress, he has the right to reject, ignore the rulings of the courts. You know, we have dozens of state and federal courts that assessed the claims, assessed the constitutionality, and rejected them. And
putting that in perspective, what about the leading candidate for vice president, at least according to some analysis, who thinks that COVID was a liberal plot? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The Michael Medved Show, there is continued discussion about the prospect of a wider war in the Middle East that could bring in a more direct participation by the United States. The story from the AP, an Israeli airstrike killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon on Monday, that's today, the latest in escalating exchange of strikes along the border between Israel and southern Lebanon that have raised fears of another Mideast war, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts its grisly toll. The strike on an SUV killed a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border, according to a Lebanese security official who spoke on condition of anonymity, according to regulations. Hezbollah identified the slain fighter as Wissam Al-Tawil without providing details. He's the most senior militant in the armed group to have ever been killed since the Hamas October 7th attack into southern Israel triggered all-out war in Gaza and lower intensity fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, which has escalated since an Israeli strike killed a senior Hamas leader in Beirut last week. The Hamas and Hezbollah are allied, but they are very different groups. Hezbollah, for one thing, is a Shiite group, very much so, and it is directly related to Iran. Hamas is a Sunni group, and it is less directly related to Iran. The other difference is that Hezbollah plays a role within a Lebanese society where it plays a dominant role in certain localities, but not over the whole country. Basically, Hamas is the only power there is in Gaza. The individual who was killed, it's actually an important target and has been a target for the Israelis for some time. And the question they ask at NPR is, they say, why Hezbollah and Israel haven't plunged into all-out war? And they report that Israel has mostly sought to limit the fighting in its north, but its leaders say their patience is wearing thin and that if the tensions cannot be resolved through diplomacy, they are prepared to go to war against Hezbollah. They have expressed a particular concern about the Ramwan force, the elite Hezbollah unit, in which Al-Tawil, the fellow who was just liquidated, was a commander, which operates along the border. Hezbollah began firing rockets shortly after Hamas's October 7th attack ignited the war. Hamas and other militants killed about 1,200 people in southern Israel that day, mostly civilians, and took some 250 people hostage, over 100 of whom were released during a ceasefire in November. Hezbollah has said its attacks, which have been driven tens of thousands of Israelis from their homes, this is in northern Israel, aimed to ease pressure on Gaza. But the group appears wary of risking an all-out war, should that bring massive destruction to Lebanon. Lebanon has had its own massive destruction, with over 250,000 to 300,000 people killed in the civil wars going on in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the ongoing back and forth about the possibilities of violence and people saying time and again that we are on the edge of some kind of end of democracy in this country. Ron DeSantis was on Face the Nation, and he was asked about very directly, will there be political violence following the result, whatever it is, in the 2024 election? Listen to his answer. It's clip 19.
Half the country expects there will be violence from the side that loses in future elections. Do you share that concern about this race?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, I think that, you know, we have an opportunity. One of the reasons I'm running is I think the Republicans, we have a great shot to win if we frame the issues about the problems facing the country, the failures of the Biden administration, and how we have a great set of ideas to turn the country around. And I've shown how that can be done in Florida. I think if we're relitigating the past elections, if it's about, you know, Donald Trump or his legal issues or criminal trials or all that stuff, you know, I think it's going to be a really nasty election. I don't think that puts Republicans in a good position to win. So we need to have an election on the issues. You know, we need a candidate that can win a clear-cut victory, and we need to start looking forward as a country.
And maybe that is a message that is worth taking to heart about moving forward. There's also an issue which is police are investigating an incident involving Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado and her ex-husband Jason Boebert at a restaurant in Silt, Colorado on Saturday night. Silt Police Chief Mike Kite confirmed to the Denver Post, the Washington Post, and the Denver Gazette that police were investigating the incident. Other sources like the Daily Beast say the incident took place at Miner's Claim Restaurant in Silt in western Colorado, and that the incident involved her ex-husband calling the police because she was repeatedly punching him in the face and causing a scene in the restaurant. The Boebert filed for divorce in 2023, and it was finalized a few months later. This is not her first highly publicized interaction with law enforcement. In September, she was escorted out of a production of Beetlejuice at the Denver Performing Arts Center. So, tough times for one of the more controversial and outspoken members of Congress. Speaking about controversial and outspoken, the big winner at the Golden Globes was Oppenheimer. The much acclaimed movie about the so-called father of the A-bomb. Is it a movie worth honoring? Well, listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The superb Irish actor Cillian Murphy plays the so-called father of the atom bomb in writer-director Christopher Nolan's new epic Oppenheimer, now playing in theaters everywhere.
We're in a race against the Nazis, and I know what it means if the Nazis have a bomb. We've got one hope.
Let's go recruit some scientists.
It's happening, isn't it?
Our work here will ensure a peace mankind has never seen.
The cast also includes Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Emily Blunt, and many more worthies that make the running time of 3 hours pass more quickly than you'd expect. The focus on hearings over security clearance and a cabinet appointment after World War II with loads of flashbacks make this story somewhat confusing for people who may not be familiar with it. Rated R for harsh language and graphic sex scenes, 3.5 stars for the monumental and impressive Oppenheimer. And it is impressive and beautifully made and thought-provoking and, by the way, informative. It is worth understanding that history. Next time, we'll be looking at new history being made by Carrie Lake, who is running for the Senate in Arizona. She is also listed very close to the top of the list of Trump's potential running mates, which would mean she would probably give up her Senate race. She has a theory that is wildly controversial about COVID and why and how it got started. We'll talk about that next time on the MedVed Show. Also, everyone is familiar with people trying to compare President Trump to Hitler. But now there's a very prominent conservative who is comparing President Biden for going full Hitler. Who is it? Who makes the charge? And what's the basis for it, if any? And which city or state has the biggest homeless population as a percentage of the population of that locale? It's a surprising answer. No, it's not Seattle, and it's not San Francisco, and it's not even L.A. So where is it, and what do we learn from it? We will get to that and to much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
That was the end of that.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.